Good afternoon, Tuesday the 5th. One game to look at today. Yankees visiting Red Sox. Interesting game. The best bet on this game is to be over the total over of 8. We'll get to why in a second. As far as the side, most people want to bet on the side, not as interested in the totals. A lot of money. Majority of the bets are coming in on the Yankees. It's for good reason. You've got Gerrit Cole pitching. Hey, this is why they're paying the big bucks, right? This is their number one pitcher. They saved him for the wild card game. Lock it in, right? Yeah, not so fast. First of all, it's at Boston. Now, Boston has won 10 out of 19, or 10-9 against the Yankees in the season series. However, the Yankees have won 6 in a row. So near term, Yankees. 3 at home and 3 at Boston just very recently here. That does mean that Boston won 10 out of 13, 10-3 prior to that time. Of course, that's earlier in the season, so it doesn't mean as much as late in the season. So edge to the Yankees. But what about that pitching matchup? Now, again, I should clarify, when you're the home team and getting money, you're getting plus 110 in that ballpark. Push comes to shove. If you're flipping a coin, you obviously take the home team and you obviously take the plus money, right? And that would be a very logical play. Now, there's a lot of reasons to take the Yankees. Again, they're better in the matchup against Red Sox in the near term. And one of that last series was just the end of September. So that's very near term. However, Cole for the Yankees has not exactly pitched that well against Boston. He's not really pitched that well at all recently. Matter of fact, he's given up 18 earned runs in his last 5 starts, 2 and 3 innings, 1 and 5 innings, 7 and 5 innings, 3 and 6 innings, 5 and 6 innings. One of those is against Boston. He did get the win, 8-3. 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned runs, 3 base balls, 6 strikeouts. That's not exactly powerful pitching. Additionally, and this is something that gets swept under the carpet, there was a scandal that built up somewhere around mid-season with spider tack, the substances that pitchers would use to get a better grip and therefore better spin. And Gerrit Cole had one of the best spin rates in all of baseball. That, of course, helps you keep the ball on the ground, get ground outs, etc., or just control the ball better and locate it where you want to locate it, strike people out. He hasn't been doing quite so well since they cracked down on foreign substances. Now, there's other reasons that can contribute to that, many, many other reasons. Let's not go and throw him under the bus. But it is a curious correlation between the two. Doesn't matter how much money you're getting paid, it matters how well you pitch. So he's not pitching super deep into games, but they could be saving him. He could put a monster postseason outing together here and totally destroy the Red Sox batters. But Boston at home, they can hit the ball pretty well. So again, you'd want to lean that way. But what I'm saying here is Cole's not going to necessarily be worth that low number in a runs given up. Now here's Eovaldi, 7 innings pitched, 0 runs, 5 innings, 1 earned run, 5 innings, 3 earned runs, 2 2/3, 7 earned runs. That was against the Yankees. And then 6 innings pitched, 0 earned runs against Baltimore. So here you got both of these pitchers have recently pitched against the other team, and both of them have not done very well. Cole was serviceable. Eovaldi was not at all. Both these, now, hitting-wise, the Yankees are much more streaky. They're knocking the cover off the ball, going crazy, or they're just getting shut out. Well, what happened with them against Tampa Bay? This is when they need to win to make sure they lock in the playoffs. They won 1 out of 3, and that last and one win was the final of the series, and they won it 1-0 in extra innings. They're not hitting very well. That goes to the under. It also goes to the Red Sox. But all said and done, I like the over 8. I do not like the side. I don't like the Yankees giving up money on the road, regardless of Cole pitching. I do not like the Red Sox at home and plus money against a better team, better offensive firepower, and in theory, a better pitcher. Although, again, I'm not sure that he's worth as what he's getting paid right now. Now, all that being said, the most important thing I can say on this podcast is be wary of postseason baseball betting. postseason baseball is more for the fans and not for professional betting or profitable betting. It's, and this actually goes for most sports. The money is made in the regular season, where it's just you're going through the grind week after week, day after day. In the case of baseball, and in some degree hockey and basketball, you got another game the next day. You know, you just push on. In postseason, it seems like it's all or nothing, where you only have limited time to back your team or to back the team that you want to bet on. You don't have to bet. You're never required to bet. Yeah, this is the highest interest in baseball is during the postseason, who's going to win the World Series. That doesn't make it a better bet. In fact, you should decrease your postseason betting in baseball and start moving on, focusing more on football. Get ready for NBA and NHL. Postseason baseball is hit or miss. Yeah, you can flip coins and you can get five heads in a row, but you could also get five tails in a row. You have to be looking for the right edges. And I think the only edge in this game is really to take the over, with the drawback being that the Yankees hitters don't seem to be on fire lately. But the corollary of that is that they did beat the crap out of the Red Sox here recently. It's hard to take a side between this rivalry. Again, if you're just looking at it as a coin flip, then you certainly take the home team and you certainly take the extra money, the plus money on the money line. That's just a no-brainer if you think it's a coin flip. If I was forced to bet in this game, and fortunately, we are never forced to bet in a game, I would bet on the Yankees. It's just they should have the better pitcher. Dusty's not pitching that way. But the pedigree does count for something in the postseason, where you can pull from your experience and your better underlying skills and put a game together. So if you're asking for one of these two pitchers to put an ace game together, it's going to have to be Cole. And if you're looking for the lineup to put together a more powerful outing, it's going to have to be the Yankees. Although, again, the Red Sox are very, very good at home. Now, let's get into stats slightly. Part of the reason why they're very, very good at home is because it's easy to hit in Boston. Boston's a hitter's park, not a pitcher's park. So, of course, they're good at home. So now you take the Yankees and put those sluggers in Boston, in Fenway. They're also going to hit. Again, we're leaning towards the over. So we're going over 8 in this game. If you're looking for some prop bets, I would take Gerrit Cole under his strikeouts, under 7.5 strikeouts. You could do a same game parlay and put him in with the under strikeouts, and I'd say Brett Gardner of the Yankees to have over one hit. Now that's going to be seriously juiced. It's over 200, minus 200 to get over one hit, meaning they're basically baking in one hit minimum for him. If you take two and up, then you're going to have good plus money, almost plus 200. But you can't guarantee two hits in any game. You can't guarantee any hits. But it does seem pretty solid he'll get one hit. So if you tie that in with Gerrit Cole under his strikeouts, because I don't know if he'll last very long in this game. Again, it's a coin flip, but I would lean for him being pulled earlier than expected. And I think you're going to be getting less strikeouts from him. If you looked at his last history of strikeouts, he's not averaging that many. So the logic is under the strikeout number, Brett Gardner over one or more hits, parlayed together for good money. That's a very solid play. I'm not playing it. I might post it as a lean on social media. The only official play is the over 8. I do believe there's value there. But again, remember, postseason baseball for sure. Postseason any sport, definitely postseason baseball. Lower your units, lower your unit size. It's more for fun. Have something on the line so you can enjoy the game possibly. Maybe do some live inside betting, although I don't have anything in line on this in-game betting. Because quite frankly, you know, if the Red Sox pull ahead by 3 or the Yankees pull ahead by 3, you might be tempted to take the opposite side, thinking they'll pull even. Not necessarily. The wild card team could end up 10-2 or something. That wouldn't be surprising at all. So that's it for today, and be back with some commentary on the Dodgers and the Cardinals tomorrow, which is going to be another similar type setting, but we'll see what we end up with. Good luck.